Welcome to Bible Line, a ministry of Calvary Community Church. Our podcast is dedicated to the clear teaching of God's Word. We aim to help people find Jesus Christ and train believers through the study of the Bible. We would love to feature your questions on the show. You can email us at questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. If you'd like to support the show, you can go to calvaryoftampa.org/donate. Catch new episodes every Thursday. We pray today's episode is a blessing to you.
All righty. Welcome back to Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez. And on today's show, I want to talk about an event that happened about 10 years ago. I'm blessed to be able to attend the Grace Conference this year, which was last week. And it was so encouraging to see all those friends that I had made 10 years ago. And it was just great to be a part of a ministry up there at Quinton Road Baptist Church that is clear on the gospel and understands the importance of sharing the gospel with every opportunity. And I was just encouraged. I was refreshed. I'm so excited about our ministries here on Bible Line, the podcast, the YouTube channel, our church here in Tampa, Florida, and all the things that the Lord could do. And I'm just excited to be a part of that and be along for the ride. But as I was thinking when I was flying back to Tampa from Chicago, I was just dwelling on how important the summer of 2011 was for me. And so I wrote some things down, and I want to share them with you. And I'm hoping that you're able to send your questions in and we can answer those questions. But today I just wanted to take a moment to talk about what really impacted me in the summer of 2011. My life was forever changed 10 years ago. I was attending my fifth summer camp at the church I now pastor. I distinctly remember what the air smelled like on a particular day of that week. It was about to rain. The air was thin, and the temperature drop told me that we were in for quite a downpour. I sat in the golf cart, looking at the huge field where we would play Ultimate Frisbee, some wild version of a softball game that would require an emergency room visit in the future, and where we would later host our own winter retreat. The last two things I mentioned hadn't happened yet, but they would come to pass because of this moment, with the golf cart, the rain on the way, and a man of God named Yankee Arnold. We had met some students from the singing group called Sounds of Grace at Day Spring in Illinois. They came to camp with us that week. I was able to see young men and women who were serving the Lord with passion and direction. I was always challenged at summer camp. The speakers caused my heart to swell with a desire to serve. I was always struck with the commitment those speakers had shown to stay faithful in their walk with the Lord. I wanted that for years. Yankee was with me in that golf cart that afternoon, his gaze firmly in front of him at some cabins ahead. He had his arms crossed over his body. A toothpick was sticking out of his mouth and moving up and down as he pondered the moment. I was staring at that field. My mind was racing. I was thinking about the fact that I would have to leave my hometown to go to Bible college in Illinois with people I didn't know and places I'd never seen. I would have to pull my wife away from her family, our little nephews, and all her friends so that we could get a good education. It would change our lives, literally, but I wasn't sure if this was the right thing to do. I looked at Yankee. He was such a faithful man to the Lord. Thousands of souls had been won to Christ because Yankee started a conversation with them about the gospel. This man, a man of commitment, had taken an interest in me. I was a young man, full of ambition and boneheaded confidence. I had unrefined talent and I was pridefully childish. I didn't have a direction. I only had a desire. The rain was closer now, but there was a different storm brewing. My eyes grew cloudy and began to sting with hot tears that were ready to fall. I wasn't ready to sob like I would sob later that week at the dedication ceremony, but I was moved in that golf cart. Yankee must have seen me struggling to get the words out. He looked at me and said, "Son, what do you think God is calling you to do with your life?" I looked at him before turning my eyes forward. I said, "I just want to live a life that wins souls to Christ. I want to do something more than just live and provide. I want to make a difference for him." That did it. Now the tears came. Before the rain ever broke through the clouds, the tears broke through the barrier of my eyes. I wept. I looked forward in that golf cart and wept. I just didn't know what to do. Then, in a moment that I will never forget, Yankee looked at me and said the phrase that has stuck with me all these years. Jesse, you can't know the will of God unless you know the Word of God. We talked for what seemed like days. It was only half an hour of real time, but what Yankee shared with me set me on a path to walk with the Lord. He expounded upon the importance of a Bible college education. He told me about his decisions, his failures, and his firsthand experience of seeing God's faithfulness to him and Betty for all these years. I was forever changed in that golf cart. What made this summer camp different was that I could see what service looked like by people who were the same age as me. I could see they had direction. Someone cared enough about their desire to give them a path to an opportunity in full-time Christian work. My wife and I dedicated our lives to Christ that week. We had dedicated before, but this time was different. Now, 10 years later, I've graduated from Florida Bible College of Tampa. I've become the lead pastor at the church where I preached in an Awana competition back in 2007. God has led and directed my life in a way I never thought could be possible. It's all because He is faithful. He rewards those that serve Him. I do not serve Him to stay saved. I serve Him because He first loved me. He sent His Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus died on the cross. He was buried. He rose again. He has made the payment for my sin. And I believe on Him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Paul, Amy, Nathan, Kristen, Brianna, Flo, and all the others who came to that summer camp in the humidity-laden Florida climate. Thank you for sitting with me and challenging me to pursue a life fully dedicated to Jesus. Thank you for strengthening Kyla and me to change our perspective on what is important in this temporary life. And thank you, Yankee Arnold, for encouraging me to jump. I am forever thankful for what you said in that golf cart 10 years ago. It rained later that day, and God has been raining great blessings in my life ever since. I hope this has encouraged you. It took somebody to get involved in my life to get me to serve the Lord. It took good preaching and good teaching of God's Word mixed with somebody who was willing to ask me, what am I going to do about it? I'm thankful for all those people that were at that camp. I'm thankful for Yankee. I'm thankful for people like James and Peter who have been involved in my life. But if you're serving the Lord and you're discouraged and you feel like it's not working out or you feel like you could be doing more, find somebody to minister to. Find somebody to share the gospel with. I pray this has been a blessing to you. We look forward to seeing you next week right here on Bible Line.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. As a thank you to our listeners, we want to give away a free Bible every month this year. To enter, send us an email with your Bible question. Our email address is questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. Be sure to subscribe to the show and check back each Thursday for new episodes. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.